ever worn out a cookbook? Well, my mother did. It was Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. We finally had to buy Mom a new one as we condemned the old one. The pages were stuck together with flour and butter, sticky stuff everywhere. She used it the way an auto mechanic works with a repair manual, a book in one hand and a wrench in the other. I believe that our next guest can sympathize with Mom's dilemma and dedication. And she is Ellie Krieger, the well-known host of Healthy Appetite, the popular Food Network and Cooking Channel program, and a contributor to USA Today. But she's also the author of the new and improved revised Bigger and Better, Small Changes, Big Results, which is not your mother's cookbook. And frankly, that's good. Good for your heart, health, and happiness, and no butter in sight. Welcome to Body Language, Ellie.
It's great to be here, Chris. Thank you. Actually, there's a little butter, but we'll get to that.
All right. As I suggested, this is not your mother's cookbook, so how would you explain the difference besides butter?
Well, I mean, first of all, I love the way, I'm sure I would have loved your mom's cooking. So I think, first of all, the whole point of being in the kitchen, just simply cooking, is such a step in the right direction, as opposed to eating highly processed foods that are already pre-prepared and so on. But the difference here is that the recipes in my book are really geared for a healthy life. So they're not only delicious, because as a food lover, the food has to be delicious and sensuous and appealing and make you really want it. But as a dietitian, which I am as well, it needs to be good for you too. And I have to add a third thing, because as a mom myself, it needs to be really family friendly and something that I can put on the table quickly without stressing at the end of the day. So it really has to meet a lot of demands for me as a modern woman. And maybe that's the difference.
In Small Changes, Big Results, you teach readers how to change their bodies and lives by making 3 small changes a week for 12 weeks. This is why it's not your mother's cookbook. And my understanding is that this revised version of Small Changes, Big Results boasts 20 new recipes as well as tips on nutrition and eating, and that readers will gradually lose weight, boost their energy, and improve their overall well-being, and their skin will clear up too. That's amazing. How can you do that in one book?
It's really amazing and really true, honestly. So this is a cookbook. There's altogether 65 recipes, but it's really framed around this wellness plan. So when I was in private practice as a dietitian, I was really astounded by, when working with people, realizing, you know what, you cannot just talk about food. You really have to look at the whole person. And so the philosophy of the book looks at this wellness concept, this wellness idea, as a 3-legged stool. And really, you need all the legs in order for the stool to stand, to be viable. You need the food and nutrition part. You need to live an active life. And lastly, you need to look at your other lifestyle factors. How are you handling stress? How are you getting enough sleep, for example? And they're all incredibly interconnected. And so I created this program of small changes. And each week I give you 3 small changes, 1 in each area. And I support it with all these great recipes and tools and ideas and really make it completely doable.
Well, speaking of small changes, let's go to a recipe. Scallop and asparagus saute with lemon and thyme. I had that last night. It was absolutely terrific. Now, the small changes that I have made in my diet are reflected in your book. The first ingredient, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. I'm a huge fan, living here in California, of California extra virgin olive oil. In fact, I am happy to report that Consumer Reports did a blind taste test of the leading olive oils sold in the United States, not only domestic, which is frankly only 3% of the production, but imported olive oils, and 5 of the 8 top olive oils, including the top 2, are from California. That probably doesn't surprise you, does it?
Oh, that's wonderful. I love hearing that. Homegrown is great.
Absolutely. But your recipe also called for diced shallots, thyme leaves, grated lemon zest. I mean, it's a terrific recipe. However, no butter or animal fats at all. Is that a continuing theme in Small Changes, Big Results?
Okay, so first of all, I love this recipe. It's so easy, and there's so much flavor.
Mm.
And I use really high flavor ingredients. I use 2 tablespoons of healthy oil, as you say, but only 2 tablespoons, not a quarter cup. And frankly, the reason why there's no butter in it is because you don't need it for the flavor. And so you have this, you have the olive oil carrying the flavor, and then you have a lot of other flavor boosters. And frankly, there's not too much salt in it for that very reason as well. So I pay attention to those things, and those are the some small changes. But that said, I use butter if I really need it. And I think this is the whole concept of small changes as well, that you don't have to say never to a food. I mean, to me, the minute I say never to a food, it gives it this great importance. I suddenly want it 10 times more when typically I maybe care or don't care about it. So the idea is, in my book and my cornerstone philosophy of food, which has then translated to all of my cookbooks, and I have 4 now, is looking at food as usually, sometimes, and rarely. So no such thing as never. And butter is a rarely food. And so I use that in a small amount, in minimum amount, for maximum impact. So for example, in my mashed potatoes, I put a tablespoon, so that's about 1/8 of what might go into a typical mashed potato.
Well, I'll tell you, that's not the way I used to eat mashed potatoes. I used to drown the mashed potatoes
exactly.
in butter.
But just a little bit brings it over the edge from good to wonderful, and just a little. And so sometimes you can really use these types of rarely ingredients strategically to give you a sense of satisfaction that you might not get.
And giving us a sense of satisfaction, how's that for a segue, is Ellie Krieger, the author of the new and improved revised Bigger and Better Small Changes and Big Results. Ellie, where can people learn more about your work? You must have a website.
I do, yes. Thank you for asking, Chris. It's elliekrieger.com. So it's ELLIEKRIEGER.
I realized this was not my mother's cookbook when I saw a page entitled Eating Mindfully. As you say, when working with groups and individuals, I have often used a classic meditation exercise. That's really interesting. Can you expand upon that and why that's yeah. important to eat mindfully?
Yes, and actually this whole concept of mindfulness is a thread throughout the book for all of the aspects of wellness.
Well, it's really about paying attention and not just stuffing things into that large hole below your nose.
Exactly, and it's amazing. So we say, oh, I'm a food lover. So I say, and I talk to other food lovers, oh, I love food. How can you, you know, eat less, or how can you give it up? You don't have to.
Yeah.
The idea is to get the most out of it.
Well, for example, we're using smaller plates now. And for Christmas, a guest came by and looked at this plate, which is what we would now consider to be a conventional salad plate instead of one of those large hubcaps we call dinner plates. He actually brought a small fork with him, and this was his way of disciplining his eating. I thought that was rather bizarre, but then I started doing it, and you know what? It makes a lot of sense.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the key really is to really taste your food. I mean, if we...
Absolutely.
Our pace of life is so intense and so hectic and so rushed. No one even moves away from their desk. So let's take the first step, move you away from your desk when you're having lunch or any meal. And so sit down and really taste it and smell it and look at it and really truly enjoy it. And it's an incredibly powerful tool, because what happens is you give your brain a chance to absorb the fact that you're eating. You give your stomach a chance to tell your brain, okay, I feel content now. And so you wind up eating less, but I think it's very key that you're enjoying it more. So it's not about eating less and chewing 40 times or any rigor that feels unpleasant. It's literally an intuitive way of eating and tapping into how you feel. And it really goes such a long way.
And our guest has been Ellie Krieger, the author of the new revised Bigger and Better Small Changes and Big Results, which is not your mother's cookbook, and that's good. Good for your heart, health, and happiness. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ellie, on Body Language. You're very passionate, and I know we appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate your having me on.
I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Body Language on Radio MD.